Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach is proudly presented by Pinnacle Racing. Now is the perfect time to get into a new boot from Pinnacle Racing. I've been skating and racing on Pinnacle since 2008, and for me, there is no other choice. From the fit, the durability, the performance, the customer service, nothing beats a Pinnacle. Pinnacle boots are what's on the feet of our country's top skaters, and they can be on your feet too. So here's what you want to do. Check out PinnacleRacing.com. Reach out to Jimmy Blair. You can see all the options available from stock to custom. Jimmy can even send you a casting kit, or better yet, you look for Jimmy at a race or a skate meet. And trust me, he's a plenty of those. He's going to give you and your feet the attention you deserve. Plus, Jimmy is doing some incredible things with the look of the skates. He did Transformers-themed skates for me, and the possibilities are limitless for what he can do for you. I'm talking totally personalized skates. Once you're at PinnacleRacing.com and you see what he can do, I'm telling you, you're going to start drooling, okay? I already have like 5 ideas for what I want to do next. The equipment truly is important in skating. Get yourself the best. Inline boots, quad boots, cycling shoes, you name it, Jimmy Blair and Pinnacle Racing. PinnacleRacing.com. It's Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach. I'm Boomer.
And I'm the Coach.
I say it every time, Coach, but well done. Well done.
Thank you.
Lining up our guest for this episode of Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach.
Well, this guy right here is such a fast speed skater. He's really hard to catch, to get him to slow down so that we can grab him. When he's not in the gym flipping tires over and going crazy, he's out on the 200-meter track. When he's not on the 200-meter track, he's indoors. This guy's all over the place. So we have Wesley Gandy with us. How are you?
What's up, Wesley?
Good. How are you guys?
We are fantastic. It is great to have you with us on Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach. Wesley, here we are. I know things are getting hot and heavy. We've got indoor nationals on the way. We've got outdoor nationals on the way. Where are you? What are the plans? Where can we see you here in the next little bit?
Well, just training hard, getting back from I had surgery in January to fix my shoulder dislocation issue. Just getting ready for Outdoor Nationals coming up, and I will be at Indoor Nationals too. So,
now have you already done regionals?
Well,
have you already done regionals?
No, our regionals is the first Sunday in June.
The first Sunday in June, very well. Are you ready for that?
Yeah, pretty much. Getting back, feeling good. I'm about indoor. Had a pretty good showing, I thought, at the last NSC. So, just hoping to get back.
Gotcha. What are you looking for at
indoor skating?
What are you looking for at regionals? Do you have a full complement of relays, or is it just division, or what are we doing this year?
I have all the relays going for division. This year, division for the North Central should be good because we're going to have guys like Tanner, Brandon, Jordan Stelly is coming back. So
senior man's going to be stacked.
Yeah, wow. It's going to be good.
Yeah, that is going to be some tough competition. And we wanted to get into this, and since you mentioned it, we might as well go there. The injury, the shoulder, talk us through that. What happened, and where are you in the rehab?
Oh, man, it was the first time it happened was last year in June at an indoor practice, stepped on a cone. And, dislocated the first time, and I was just hoping that it would never happen again. And then, the second, third, fourth, finally at World, I woke up the day of the marathon and just kind of slipped out, and I hadn't even gotten out of bed yet. And that was kind of the final straw. I was like, this is annoying. When I get home, I'm having surgery, and then went to NSC right after that. So a week after we got back from World, skated NSD, and in the last race, I just swung my arm funny and it came out again. But right now I'm almost done with physical therapy, so I'm pretty much just getting back into hard training again.
So I got some solid coaching advice for you on this. One, you go around the pylons and not step on
them. Oh, yeah.
How's that sound?
Yeah, it is simple, but those Nairo cones can
do it. Yes. It's always the simplest thing,
it's
though.
The simplest.
That's really what it is. Yes. It's the simplest thing.
Yep.
Well, straight lines for me are always a problem.
And it sucks because, I made fun of Dustin for, you know, his
his fault
his
nationals.
Silly shoulder dislocations, and then that happened, and then the world dislocation. I was like, oh, so dumb.
Right. So what kind of training is Wesley doing? We always ask all these athletes what kind of training they do. Do they get on the bike? Do they, you know, I see a lot of videos, and I assume Kelly's filming these videos and posting them, but I'm watching you flip the tractor tires in the shop and doing all the jumps and doing that whole circuit train, which is completely awesome. But do you get on the bike much? Do you run? I mean, what's some of the other things you do?
I started a little bit riding last year, especially, you know, after Outdoor Nationals, when Stelly's belly kind of rolled over my ankle funny. So I got on the bike more last year. And then, you know, each time I dislocated, I took a few days off of skating to ride the bike and stuff. And getting back to it now, cycling to practices and whatnot. So
how much skating do you think? Oh, go ahead.
It's just skating, the bike, and the gym.
And I'm curious how much skating you actually do during the course of a week. Have you been able to, like, maybe tabulate the amount of time or how many miles you put on? I'm just kind of looking for some numbers like that.
We skate here recently because I live in Colorado, and it just started or stopped snowing, like, 3 weeks ago. We've gotten to get outside like 6 days a week now. So, and practices are about an hour long. So, and we were on the track, but they're taking the dome down. So, here in about the next week or two, we're going to get back on the track, and we're on the track 3 days a week. So.
And what does a practice consist of then? If you're on that track for an hour, what all do you guys do? What are some of the drills that you do? I'm curious.
We do like lap the packs, add-ons, some higher speed stuff like pack work. Just as we get closer to Outdoor Nationals, Kelly, you know, starts to do some race-like stuff, lines, and just that kind of stuff.
Sounds like a pretty intense practice. I got tired hearing that.
I'll tell you what, I've watched videos of Kelly coaching, and just watching the videos of Kelly makes me tired. I don't even gotta be there.
We don't get very much rest, and if we do, it's like 4, maybe 6 minutes.
Yeah, that is not a lot of rest.
The track practices are actually 2 hours.
Okay.
So indoors, the rink that you're in, what's the size of your floor that you skate on?
Who
stumped him?
It's not very big. Like, I don't...
Now, my track's only 75 wide by 150 long. So when you say not very big, what's not very big?
I don't think it's 150 long. It might be 67 by 100, maybe.
Wow.
Really? That small? So 85. Like just circle drills, right?
85, sorry. I'm sorry, 85. I really don't know. I mean, it's a decent sized floor. I mean, it's not huge, but it's not small.
Gotcha.
And the reason why Coach always likes to bring this up is because, again, we have a bit of a smaller floor. It's a great floor, but it is a bit smaller than what you might find. And so we do have a lot of skaters that are like, oh, I'm not going to be able to get any better on a floor this size. So it's always great when we can talk to our world team members and our national champion athletes and find out that, you know what? They train on kind of the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. On the same thing as what, sir?
Yeah, just being on the same dimensions. That really is the key. It's like we're training on the same size of floor basically as you guys are, so we don't have to have the super big floor. We can still be very effective and learn how to skate.
We can learn how to skate better. Like the Northwest people, like when we go out there for NSDs and whatnot, and they talk about their floors, and they talk about Auburn and it being small. Auburn is still bigger than anything that like I really have ever skated, because I came from Virginia, so that region, you know, you have floors like Roanoke and the Greensboro floor, and like all those floors are super small, and they're, you know, Patterson's is like next to Oaks in Portland, you know, those floors are huge. And, you know, it's always funny when people are like, oh, well, the floors aren't great or the floors aren't big enough. You know, you got to make it work.
Yeah. Now, do you ever have any adjustment issues when you train on a smaller floor than you have to move and skate on a bigger floor? Or is it something you can work out with just a few practice laps?
Just a few practice laps. Like the first time, my first NSC, I was still in Virginia and all those floors were small. So the first time I went out to Patterson, it was like a huge, you know, culture shock basically, because I didn't know, like, because all those guys just crossed the floor the whole time. And I'm like over here, like, what do I do with this amount of space?
Now there's another 20 feet here. What do I do with that?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it's a really fast floor, but, you know, the first time going from a small floor to a huge floor like that, it just gives you the deception of getting tired faster.
Yeah. Well, I think there is a little bit of getting tired faster because, again, you know, if you're skating on a track that's 85 meters normally, and now you go to a 100-meter track, well, you're skating another 15 meters, you know. So, I mean, it is a big difference. It's a huge difference. But the other side of that is I think the advantage is, you know, those bigger floor skaters, when they have to make a travel and come to a smaller floor, they got the opposite thing because they're used to just being, like you said, they're used to being able to cross all the way around the track. And now all of a sudden,
yeah,
they're not able to cross around the track. Now they got it. They got to check up a little sooner and settle down for a corner. It's going to happen real quick.
Yeah, it's definitely easier to go from a smaller floor to a bigger floor rather than go from a big floor to.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, what type of setup are you on in terms of wheel size? We always get curious about that, especially as a lot of athletes.
I say 4x110.
Okay, he's saying 4x110. I say 3 125s. What do you got?
All right, so I am on 4 110s right now just for the fact of trying to, at the beginning of the year, I was on 3 125s, and I and Kelly agree that I am hands down faster on 3 125s indoor, but because for my mental sanity at Outdoor Nationals and, you know, getting ready for Outdoor Nationals, I'm staying on 4 110s for regionals until after Outdoor Nationals, and I'm going to 3 125s for
Nash. It's still a Big Mac. You owe me a Big Mac, Boomer,
man,
because,
man,
here's the deal, is I was right now.
Well, yeah, we should have talked to you in like 3 months. Then I would have been the one getting the free sandwich. So what do you feel, since you obviously have skated both, and a lot of skaters are thinking about making that jump, making that progression, what do you see, like, the benefits of going bigger, and how do you feel? Like, talk me through how you feel when you get on those 125s.
So, me, like, I have really, really good form. Not to toot my own horn, but I have really good form. And three-wheel 110s are kind of like ice skating. Like, ice skating people who don't have good form, ice skating makes everything worse. And I feel like, you know, people look at, oh, the big wheels, they roll more, so I don't have to train as much. And I disagree with that. I think that people should train more because you're higher, you're on a bigger wheel, the edge is different in the corner, and it's just all different. And, you know, if you have a little form issue and you put 125s on, all of a sudden it's a huge issue. And you're skating higher, you're higher already on the wheel, and then if you come up more, then all of a sudden you're standing straight up trying to control a bigger wheel that you need to be lower for.
That does make perfect sense because you are standing higher, and as someone, me, who stands really high when he skates, that,
yeah,
could be kind of deadly.
I feel like I'm walking around in stilts when I have those on.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And I have trouble as it is. I don't skate a lot, being the fat coach that I've became. I just kind of stand around in my gym shoes and yell at people instead of skating with
them.
Oh,
he does. He yells real loud.
So I tried to put on the 125s, but what I found was I couldn't edge over. I found I was planting flat on my left foot. There was no full lean over, and I think because you are higher up, and it requires, I think personally it just requires to have good form and technique, a lot more speed to maintain those edges.
Yep.
Do you agree?
And yeah, I agree. And I think that, that, you know, people look at them as, oh, well, it's the next big thing. And, you know, oh, they roll so much more, so I don't have to train. Like, you know, I don't think that that's, and also, like, I don't think that everybody should put them on either.
Right.
Like, I completely disagree with, like, elementary boys out there on 3125.
Yeah, heck, some of those shouldn't even be on 110s.
Really, they can't even skate on, you know, three-wheel 90.
You are preaching to the skate talk choir right now, because we have been saying forever, why are we not regulating this wheel size for these youngsters and teach them really good form and technique, and at an age of development, move them up. And, you know, kids are required to be in car seats until they're of a certain age because of certain reasons, for safety purposes. They're not allowed to be in the front seat because of airbags, for safety purposes. Why are we allowing these kids to put these big, gigantic wheels on? Makes no sense to me.
They can't push them. Yeah. Just, you know, it's
all roll.
Yeah, they cannot push them. So they think they're going quick because they got so much roll with the wheel, but they're in essence doing everything wrong.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's hard for a coach to tell a parent, you know, hey, we need to move through the wheel sizes because, you know, your kid needs to learn to skate more or learn to skate better. But they go to a race, and every single kid is on 110 or 125.
Right. Or even better yet, and here's the perfect one. As a coach, I've went through this. You have two options. You can say, okay, what I want your kid to do is I want your kid to be on, like Wesley said, a 3x90. I want your kid on a 3x84 or a 4x84. That's what I want him on, a 4x84, and that's how we're going to start. Now, just so you know, for the next 5 years, your kid's going to lose every race. Because there's some parent out there that's got their kids on 110s or 125s, and they're going to outroll you. Well, why can't my kid go on that? Well, because those kids have bad form and bad technique, and they're really not learning good form and good technique. You know, but parents want their kids to win. So they see these other kids out there spending the money and buying these big wheels. So, you know, they follow the bandwagon. And and I think it's a coaching thing as well. You know, I think if every coach, if the national body doesn't want to regulate them, if the coaches would all just stand up and say, you know what, I'm not going to do it. Go somewhere else and skate if you want to put big wheels on. I think if every coach did it, obviously it would work, you know, and then we would start having a lot better competition with good form, good technique. But so you will be switching back after Outdoor Nationals, you say?
What was that?
You will be switching back to your 3125 for indoor?
Yes.
So how's that going to work with Worlds being isn't Worlds early this year?
It's in September.
Right. So you're going to go, you went 125s down to 110s. You're going to go back to 125s, back down to 110s for Worlds, and then what? I mean, are you just going to keep bouncing back and forth?
Yep. It's actually not that big of a, like, transition for me. It takes me, like, half of the practice to figure it out.
Really?
Yep. The frame placements from 110 to 125 is a little bit different, but I figured that out. My boots taped, and all I have to do is, you know, switch frames and learn to skate on them again.
So what's your secret on the 125 setup? What do you do that helps you the best?
In terms of frame placement?
Yeah.
So in the back, it's dead center. And then in the front, it's like in the middle of my big toe.
Okay. What about front to back?
Front to back, when Jimmy made my boots, I asked him to put the mounting block, like, even. So, it's on the front row in the front, and then on the back row in the back.
Okay.
So, it's, you know, I have the same amount of wheel in the front back.
Now, Christian's got a couple extra mounting blocks, and he tried the 125s on just to give it a roll, and he found himself pitching over his toes a lot when he made that transition to try the 125s. So what he ended up doing was, is he found, by shifting his frame placement slightly forward, so the frame's not centered up heel to toe, it's actually slightly forward, it keeps him from rolling over off the top of his toe.
Yeah,
but he's kind of a weird kid, so I don't know.
I had to fidget with that too. When I first put the 125s on, they were a little bit too far forward, or too far back. Sorry, so I was feeling like I was on my toes.
Now, what type of frame do you use for both your 110s and your 125s?
Rocket boosters.
That's what I thought.
No, it's the Kato Modis dual box for both of them.
Yeah, because you probably heard about some of those cyclists that apparently there was a small engine that was involved
yes.
in their bike, which allowed them to go faster. I'm not going to lie. I looked into that. It's not the greatest thing for skating. They haven't quite figured it out yet. I'm hoping
Charlie Craven has got it in the works.
He doesn't
have any money backing to get it off the ground.
I'm sure he does.
I really don't think that there was any way to make that work for skating because you make your wheels like the motor would have to be so small, and then the fact that it would be that small, it wouldn't do anything.
We're talking nanotechnology here, okay? Leave our Star Trek-ism alone.
Yeah, something's going to happen that's going to make me faster, by God. I need that. I need it as much as possible. Hey, so where are things at with NSC right now? Kind of fill us in.
NSC is going really well. We just came out with the new Alpha Wheel. They changed the hub to a carbon hub, and the wheel is amazing. It's the grip on the wheel is, oh my gosh, it's like nothing I've skated on before. It's just an awesome wheel. It was kind of deceiving because at the event, you know, we all looked like skating on ice, but you know, that was 100% floor conditions were not awesome. Because we think that they clean the floor, not for us, but for like an event or something. And, you know, they might have put pledge or something on the floor.
Oh, yeah, that's bad.
So, yeah, you know, we look like a bunch of amateurs out there, but it was the floor.
So if I'm correct, the NSC requires everybody to wear 110s, right?
Yeah, 110s, same wheels, same bearing. So it just ensures, you know, because sometimes you go to a race and, you know, one person can't figure their wheels out or not feeling good on the floor or the wheels.
Yeah.
You know, NSC with everybody being on the same wheels and same bearings, it's, you know, you're dealing with the same thing that the next guy is dealing with.
Right. So it's all just about you.
Yep.
When would we be able to get these wheels you're talking about? Because, man, anything with grip sounds good to me. What's the game plan for these?
We have... You know, Miguel has some, Kelly has some, we're going to have some at Nationals. You can order them now.
Sweet. Because that's the one thing we always find, and we've been very lucky that they actually just put new plastic down on our floor. But as we know with a lot of these facilities, as you get toward the end of the season, things are winding down, the plastic is old, you're probably not getting anything new because there's no meat or anything coming up.
So
grip is really important. So if you need extra grip, man, that might be the way to go.
Yeah, we actually skate on this floor, and it's much, much smaller than our normal floor, and it has trees in the middle instead of using, like, braces and like beams and stuff. They use trees, and this floor is awful. And the wheels, like they grip on it so well. Like there's still a little bit of slipping, but not nearly as much as any other wheel.
So a couple years ago, I got to watch you in the finale skating against Christian, and one heck of a bomb pass. You two were battling, running for the finish line. This year's Nationals senior man. I mean, I just started counting through the guys that are going to be hopefully signed up based off of what could be. And it looks to be one heck of a shootout this year for Nationals. You agree?
Yeah, I think, you know, I wouldn't classify myself as an indoor skater, but, you know, I've gotten a lot better indoor and, you know, depending on how outdoor Nationals goes. Like last year I went to Nationals and, you know, it was just, I was lucky to be able to skate because, you know, my ankle was busted up.
Yeah.
I was still worrying about dislocating my shoulder, and it was just, you know. So my indoor Nationals this year, any time the outdoor Nationals is before Nationals, it's always, you know, it'll be based off of how my outdoor Nationals go.
Gotcha.
So if I skate well, make team, you know, it's going to be fun. But if, like last year, you know, before they changed the number of people they were taking, my Nationals wasn't fun because I was hurt. I didn't make team, and it just wasn't fun. But the racing should be good because you have Tanner is senior this year. Herbie, I believe, is senior this year. Christian, Ellie, or Jarrett skate their division or skate senior. Yeah, it's going to be Dustin senior, so it's going to be
Tally.
Font.
Yeah, they're right. That is super, super stacked, and it's going to be here before you know it. Now, Wesley, we're running. Time always flies by on Skate Talk with Boomer and the coach, but one thing I do know is that Nationals, both indoor and outdoor for you, are going to be phenomenal. The injuries in the rearview mirror,
yes.
And we're talking world team. We're talking tearing it up at both indoor and outdoor, man. How does that sound?
Cool. Thank you, guys.
Hey, and make sure that you stay in the loop. You can join us on Skate Talk anytime you'd like. We keep all of our old episodes, too, to check out at iTunes, Google Play, on our Podomatic page. You can just search for Skate Talk. Wes, thank you so much. I know we're going to talk soon. I know a lot of us will see you soon because right now we're getting really thick into prepping for both indoor and outdoor nationals.
Absolutely. Yes.
All right, guys. See you guys later.
Take care, man. Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach. I'm Boomer.
And I'm the Coach.
Skate fast.
And turn left.
Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach is proudly presented by Pinnacle Racing. Now is the perfect time to get into a new boot from Pinnacle Racing. I've been skating and racing on Pinnacle since 2008, and for me, there is no other choice. From the fit, the durability, the performance, the customer service, nothing beats a Pinnacle. Pinnacle boots are what's on the feet of our country's top skaters, and they can be on your feet, too. So here's what you want to do. Check out PinnacleRacing.com. Reach out to Jimmy Blair. You can see all the options available from stock to custom. Jimmy can even send you a casting kit, or better yet, you look for Jimmy at a race or a skate meet. And trust me, he's a plenty of those. He's going to give you and your feet the attention you deserve. Plus, Jimmy is doing some incredible things with the look of the skates. He did Transformers themed skates for me, and the possibilities are limitless for what he can do for you. I'm talking totally personalized skates. Once you're at PinnacleRacing.com and you see what he can do, I'm telling you, you're going to start drooling, okay? I already have like 5 ideas for what I want to do next. The equipment truly is important in skating. Get yourself the best. Inline boots, quad boots, cycling shoes, you name it, Jimmy Blair and Pinnacle Racing. PinnacleRacing.com.